on the barn that was all Papa bought hay by the carload because he had so many animals to feed. And the Negro man would do the milking. And it was, and our brothers had a goat. Papa bought a goat for them one Christmas, a well-trained goat. Little Negro boy had the goat, and he had gotten in some trouble and gonna have to give it up. And Papa bought it, had harness, and could harness it up to a wagon, and the kids could ride in it, and that goat was the best thing in the world. Well, after we'd had the goat a little bit, Papa bought a Shetland pony for the youngest sister. And it was too young for anybody to ride it. We called it Star because it had a little white.
Got a big old chicken house out there in the backyard. My sister and I used to get up early in the morning in the summertime. We'd beat everybody up and get up and climb up in a mulberry tree. And we had a place where we could sit up there on the limbs and we'd make ourselves hats, you know, out of the leaves, down the goes. And we'd see the chickens come off the roost, you know, come down. When they'd wake up, they'd come down out of the, you know.
How many chickens would you usually have? A large number? Or?
Yeah, well, I don't have any idea how many, but we had a great big chicken house. We'd have the hens and a couple of three or four roosters or something. And then we had pigs. The barn was on the city line. The barn and the houses that the cow stayed in and everything. So the pig pen was back of that. See, it was out of the city limits. Couldn't keep pigs in the city limits.
I'm pretty smart of you.
But the pigs were out of the city limits. That's why my grandfather bought that property out there. My grandfather, my mother's father, bought property out there. He had a lot. He gave one son a lot, and he gave Mama a lot. The three lots were right there together. And we grew up, the children all played together. And then Papa's brother had children along the same ages, beginning with Annabelle, the third, Mama's third one. And then after Papa's mother died, when I was 6 months old, the two sisters came and lived with Mama and Papa the rest of their lives.
Your house in the big porch there, did you have a big formal living room or anything like that?
Well, we had what we called a parlor and a reception hall. And, of course, we had a piano.
The reception hall, that just as you...
Well, that's, you walk into the reception hall, and it was bigger than this front part of this.
Yes, ma'am.
And then here you'd go into the dining room.
Yes, ma'am.
And it had doors that opened. I forget what kind of doors you call
them.
Kind
of French doors?
Yeah, French doors. That's what it is. French doors go into the dining room. And it was a good-sized room. And then over here, and then back of the parlor, there was on this side of the reception hall, Mama and Papa had a bedroom and bath. And then we had a great big screened-in back porch. And had a big pantry and a big kitchen. And in the wintertime, sometimes we'd eat in the kitchen when it was cold. That the back porch was glazed in, and then in the summertime, it was fixed so the panes could be taken out and it was screened in. And after we sold the house, somebody took the top story off of it. It's just a one-story house now. It's still out there on First Avenue.
Was there a porch on the top story?
Uh-huh, we had a porch on, we had the three bedrooms, and then on the front of the house, over part of the front porch downstairs, we had an upstairs porch that was screened in. And in the summertime, we used to put cots out there and sleep out there in the summertime sometimes. But you couldn't do much sleeping out there because it gets so light in the morning.